My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will Davin go to Ghana? Will Davin and his scammer Belinda still be a couple? And who will be the puppet master? Listen and find out.
So do you think I'll be coming back to Ghana for you? Coming back to Ghana for you? Or will you just be a visit as part of a comedy tour?
Yeah, not nice when you catch yourself like that and you go, I'm coming back to Ghana because that's the story.
Yep. She goes, you will be coming here for me and we'll have our own tour together.
Oh.
I go, okay, well then I guess you are finally ready to have a relationship built on trust and love and honesty. She goes, I've always been ready. I go, sadly, that's not true.
Sadly, that's not true.
She goes, I guess that's what you think, but I have been ready. I go, Belinda, if you were ready, you would not lie to me. You would not keep things from me. This is not for now, though. We will talk about it on video chat. From there, we can decide together if we wish to be a couple, be friends, or just go on without each other. She goes, okay, that's fine by me, but I know we are one day going to be a couple. I go, are you there? And then she goes, how do you know that? I go, how do you know that? She goes, I guess we'll find that out when we video chat. I go, that is much different than you know we will be a couple. She goes, I mean we will discuss on video chat our relationship leading to be a couple. I go, okay. I go, why do you want to be with me so badly?
Oh.
And then she goes, what time do you normally sleep?
What?
But then she goes,
because of your insomnia, my darling.
Well, Tommy Lam is helping me. Then she goes, let's just say I want to be with you. I go, that is a weird question. Why do you ask? And I go, I know you do, but why do you? She goes, just to know because you work hard about the sleeping. I go, depends on whether I'm coming home from comedy shows or night. It varies. And then she goes, because I've grown fond of you and I've come to love you. What time do you come back from comedy shows? I go, sometimes midnight, sometimes 2 a.m. It really varies. I go, you said you loved me as soon as you met me. That could not be love you felt way back then.
Mm.
She goes, that was like I felt back then, I guess. I go, maybe you do not know what love is. She goes, maybe, but I am sure I do know what it is. I go, so what does love mean to you? She goes, hun, please let's continue tomorrow because I'm really tired and I have to wake up early and Kasha has a PTA tomorrow, which I have to attend. I go, okay, that came out of nowhere.
Back up against the wall.
Yeah.
Back up against the wall.
I go, that came out of nowhere, but I will not sleep, but I will not keep those who do not wish to be kept. Have your family contact me if you want me to write something for you. She goes, it's like you're upset. I go, not upset. You just have a habit of having to go when things get to be too deep. She goes, it's not like that, but I had a tough day and I'm really tired.
It is like that.
It is exactly like that.
I go, okay, go get your rest. Tomorrow's a new day. I have to get out of here soon anyway, sweet dream. She goes, where will you be going, cap locks? I go to fight crime. What?
As a matter of fact, they're like, what? That's a wrong... That's a weird okay,
same way I said about my penis in the post office.
Yeah, you know what? Now I'm thinking, I'm like, why is that outrageous? The man had his dick out in the post office.
For children to enjoy.
But meanwhile, the fact he might put on a Kate and Five crying is outrageous! Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we are dopes, aren't we?
Yeah, I know.
She goes, how is that? I go, I am a superhero. Only you know my secret identity. Promise not to tell? She goes, okay, I won't tell. I go, thank you. It'll be our secret. She goes, good night and take care. Bye. Love you. I go, good night, doll. Sweet dreams and a fantastic tomorrow.
Dude, please tell me you're going the superhero route. Please tell me you're going there.
Well, maybe I have magic socks that give me my superpowers. You don't know what I have in store. Nobody knows.
Oh, I hope you're saving people's lives and fighting crime.
Make her make your cape.
Funny.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, to hell with the socks. Yeah.
Yes. Could you make me a cape?
But I think I redeemed myself again, though, with the people that I fell in love. Once again, you know what love is? Funny. You said it on day one.
That was really good calling her out on that.
And then she got her back up against the wall. Now, what we've discussed.
I need to talk to management about
right
this.
Right now, and also what we've found out in previous shows is the scammers have a thing where if they're questioned on something, suddenly they got to go.
Yep.
Kelly's boiling, the laundry's done, or whatever. They got. And this is a case where you said, "Well, why do you love me? Give me reasons." Well, oh, Jesus Christ, look at the time. You know, so and that's another. See, like I say, my whole opinion on this is there's so many turns and twists where you could get sucked in, you know, and then you go, well, maybe. And then you get to a point where it comes up to where he asked her the question, well, why do you love me? And suddenly time's done.
Yeah.
And that brings everything back to the thing that they're full of crap, they're up to something, blah, blah, blah,
blah. It certainly does sway back and forth.
It certainly does.
It does.
But that, I mean, that's a really good point, Joe.
Just remember, there's only one puppet master. The question is, who's the puppet master? Am I her puppet or is she mine? That's the question.
No, in this case, you know what? I didn't know where you were going with that statement, but in this case, I think there's more than one puppet master.
No. There can only be one who ultimately is in control. Because if she's the puppet master, if she's the ultimate puppet master, I'm in love. And there's money being sent.
Oh, right.
I'm the puppet master, she ain't getting a dime, and I'm going to grill that bitch.
Right. Now,
she thinks she is.
Now, we talked about emotionally involved. When she said, well, I have to go right now, how did you feel emotionally about that? That she couldn't answer that on an emotional level.
Yeah, did it bother you?
That she
you?
Couldn't rattle off. I mean, you love somebody. You know, why do you love me? I love you because of this.
I'm not in love with her.
You've got feelings with her.
Okay. I like her as a friend, a pal.
All right, a friend. But even if a friend... You know, and let's say you ask me, Fred, but we're pals. And you ask me, well, what do you think of me about this and this? And I'm like, well.
I wouldn't ask you. If I hurt, be hurtful.
Right. That's my point where I'll have to get back to you and let me know.
Listen, Would you feel
a little hurt on emotional side that somebody couldn't rattle off something, even one or two things on a simple question?
It's frustrating, but we've been down this road many times.
Well, I mean, she seems to.
She might not be good expressing herself.
No, she doesn't seem to be very good expressing herself in emotional terms, but I don't know if that's because the feelings aren't there or because she just isn't able
to. Remember, most men are not as open as I am with her.
But you're special. You're special.
But Joe,
you make me feel happy. Well, what else? Well, I you know,
but Joe,
at least she mentioned two things.
I am special. Devil's advocate, though. If you come from a culture where women are treated like crap, these things are probably not talked about so openly. So maybe you don't know how to respond. Again, the devil's advocate.
But you want to know something? If you're in a culture, and that's the case, but you're so involved with somebody where maybe you're breaking some of the boundaries, and somebody asks you a question, you can answer at least one thing.
I think the biggest problem is that she really didn't have an answer for when I said, well, you said you fell in love with me on day one.
Yeah.
That's really, it's like, come on, dude, give it up.
Come on, dude.
Get management together. All right, well, we know that was a bunch of crime.
Well, that one's like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.